Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today, for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique on the podcast, customized around a weekly theme. And I'm recording this meditation for a Sunday. It's episode 702, and we're launching into a brand new meditation series. And that series is a seven-part series, as always, a meditation for each day of the week, exploring a different meditation technique for that day. And the theme is how to stop distracting thoughts in their tracks. So every day this week, you're going to explore a meditation technique to help you stop thoughts that run through your head that are distracting you from the more important things in your life. Things you may even be putting off because you feel like you're so distracted. So, in this episode, as always, you can find all the different meditation techniques over at my website at sipandom.com. There you'll see the different techniques, and you can also join our free private Facebook group, which is a wonderful group of people, meditators all over the world, who listen to the meditations just like you do. And most importantly, we all together participate in the weekly challenges. So I always offer you a challenge for each week. The challenge for this week, of course, is to stop your distracting thoughts. So we do different check-ins and we give each other inspiration and different insight we might come across. And it's a great group. I'd love for you to be a part of that. And you can send me a message over on my website in the resources section. You'll see where you can join the private Facebook group, or you can simply, I know this is the easiest way probably if you're listening to me on a mobile device, which I now know most of you do listen to the meditations because I issued a poll last week, a couple different polls to hear how you listen to the meditations. Many of you listen to them right on your mobile devices. So it's probably easy for you to just go to Sip and Om's Facebook page. You may go to Facebook every day anyways, and you can just go to Sip and Om and send me a private message saying, hello, please add me to the group, and I will gladly add you there. Well, now let's get you going on this brand new theme, how to stop distracting thoughts in their tracks. Now, this is a big one for probably most every person that I come across, including myself. How to stop distracting thoughts. I get so many email messages about this situation, and I want to start off this meditation series to give you a little insight so that you can keep this in mind throughout this week's meditation series. And then I'm going to guide you in a visualization meditation. So, as you're seated, well, you can just make yourself nice and comfortable, settle yourself in. We'll kind of work on your mindset a little bit as you get ready to meditate. I want to share with you a little bit of research I did on distracting thoughts. We all know we have them, but there are certain scientifically proven ways that you can manage your distracting thoughts and even lessen their occurrence. So those distracting thoughts that you're trying to push away, they actually do something in particular to your brain. So I was reading on Psychology Today, and a scientist, Daniel Wegner, he said that what happens to your brain when you have a distracting thought that keeps nagging at you that you can't stop thinking about, interferes with whatever you seem to be doing. He said that what's happening is your brain is searching for whatever thought or emotion the individual is trying to suppress. So your brain, you could consider your brain to actually be nagging you, he says. And he and his colleagues did a little experiment. They had a group of participants not to think about a white bear. And then they would perform a task while they were trying not to think of a white bear. And then they had a second group of participants who were instructed to think of white bears and then not to think of them. And what they discovered was very interesting and maybe not so surprising to you. They found that the first group, the group that was instructed not to think of a white bear while they performed another task, they actually thought about white bears more than once a minute. And the second group that was instructed to think of a white bear and then not to think about it, well, this second group thought about the white bears more when they were trying to suppress white bear thoughts than when they were told to think about them. So the results revealed that trying to suppress an intrusive thought is just like putting out a welcome sign and inviting that thought to stay. And researchers show that it has to do with the way that our brain manages unfinished business. And there have been other experiments that's called the Zeigarnik effect. I hope I'm pronouncing that, the Zeigarnik effect. And this is named after the psychologist who actually discovered this after he did a series of experiments way back in 1927. And these same experiments have been replicated many times over and over again since then. Well, Zeigarnik and her colleagues instructed participants to assemble jigsaw puzzles until they finished, but then deliberately interrupted some of the participants as they were assembling the puzzles. And even though these people were given other tasks to complete so that they'd be distracted from the unfinished goal, they thought about the incomplete puzzle twice as often as anything else. So telling these people not to think about it didn't help. But those who completed the puzzle, who were not interrupted, didn't think about the puzzle at all. There was no need for their minds to remind them about the puzzle because that task was complete. Now, this is really key because so many people struggle with productivity and feeling like they're reaching their goals or they're getting all the things done on their to-do list. So that momentum that you gain from completing any task, no matter how small that task may be or how grand the task is, that momentum is going to give you such peace of mind. It helps increase your confidence, your feeling of happiness. And those are pretty big reasons to really finish out what you set out to do and not to become distracted day in and day out. So this week, you're going to discover ways using meditation and meditation techniques to help you stick with your goals, those things in your life that are really important, so that you can stop distracting thoughts. So that's how we're going to do it. So right now I want you to get ready to meditate. I'm going to guide you through a visualization where I invite you to think about something that's been hanging over your head. So it seems as though, given the research, this extends clear back from 1927. It's been replicated time and time again, this research. So let's finish something that's really been hanging over our heads this week. So think about what it is that you really want to get done. Even if you don't think you can get that big task done, you're going to feel so much better if you get even something small done. Now, last week in last week's series, we were all about slowing down. So if you can kind of layer that into this week's series where you just kind of slow down throughout your day, not doing anything special, not going out of your way to slow down. That's just another thing you have to put on your to-do list. If you feel like you have to go out of your way to slow down, just notice where you are, what you're doing throughout the day. Kind of slow down and think about the steps you need to take to carry out a goal. Something that's important to you, even if it's just cooking a healthy meal tonight, even if it's just sending an email message to someone that you need to send an answer to, whatever it may be, that momentum is going to help stop your distracting thoughts and move you on to bigger goals. So, as you're seated, let's relax your body as you consciously think about what it is you want to accomplish this week. Maybe even a small task a day could be your challenge, could be your goal for this week. Sit up straight. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you hold tension. Close your eyes. Keep your eyes just slightly elevated. In a comfortable, gentle way, this keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel that tension drain down your spine. Relax your arms and your hands. Relax your stomach. Soften it. Oxygenate your entire body as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. This keeps your breath nice and calm. Inhale through your nose. Exhale through your nose. Relax your hips. Your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves and your feet. Beautiful. Thinking about what you want to accomplish this week or even this day. Notice your breath. Breathe naturally, allowing yourself to transition at your own pace into a state of more stillness. Notice where you may hold tension in your body when you think about a goal you want to accomplish this week or even today. Notice where your thoughts take you. think about this goal and visualize yourself going through the motions, step by step, how you'll look, how you'll feel as you accomplish your goal. If there's something sticky about your goal that makes you feel stuck, you're not sure how to solve or resolve some part of that goal, just notice that. And notice the rest of the goal so you can see the whole thing as you progress through it. Think about where you could find answers or solutions to the parts that get you stuck, that hold you back, and realize when you work through this, you're going to have so much clarity, your thoughts will flow, you can start living your life again without distracting thoughts interrupting it. Really visualize yourself accomplishing your goal, going through it step by step. And then relax and just enjoy the stillness that you so deserve. Meditate just to the point where you feel good doing it. Always leave your meditation on a high note. The music will stop. I'll stop guiding you. And this is your cue to go into your own stillness. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.